وعلى سيد الأنبياء وأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى في مقام آخر: إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. صلوا على رسول الله وعلى آله. My dear brothers, my dear beloved brothers, sisters, fellow lovers of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. First of all, I'm going to tell you why I'm here. My dear brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm here is so that I want to talk about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad. And my Shaykh once said very beautifully to me once that violence is the language of the inarticulate. So the reality is that those people who are violent, those people who are involved in violence, those people who support violence, then they are the inarticulate. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with knowledge, with wisdom, with the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad. And this love is not any ordinary love, my dear brothers and sisters. So the reality is that inshaAllah, until I speak today and during my speech, I don't want to spend time sending shame on people, on such type of people whom Allah's curse is already upon. In fact, I want to spend more time sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want to hear the slogans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the slogans of Rasulullah, and the slogans of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam radiallahu ta'ala. We want to spend more time increasing our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his family members. Let me just mention something, and the rain is falling, and this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow the religion of Islam, a religion which mandates nothing but peace. In fact, our greeting is assalamu alaykum, that may peace be upon you. And if you think, and if you really focus on our obligations and our prayers, and you will realize that during our prayer ends with what? We say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So our religion begins and ends with prayer and peace. We follow a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was sent as a means of mercy to the entire mankind. Therefore, violence is something that we do not follow, something that we do not preach. In fact, if we do preach something, then we preach love. And we preach the love of Rasulullah and his family members. My dear brothers and sisters, the people who disrespect the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and these family members we are talking about, the Ahlul Kisa, the people of the cloak, the people whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took in Mubahala, the people regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said that my family are like the ark of Noah alayhi salam. They are like the ark of Noah. And whoever loves them, whoever is connected to them, then he has gained success. And whoever is not connected to them, then he will drown on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself purified these blessed individuals. And the reason why we mention them is that we seek purification, we seek purification from their mere remembrance. Whenever we mention them, our hearts become pure. Whenever we mention them, our minds become pure. Our bodies become pure. Our souls become pure. Whenever we mention them, and whichever land we mention them in, that land becomes pure. This land we are talking in now, this has become pure by mentioning the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad. This rain that is pouring upon us now, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for standing for the granddaughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nare Takbir, Nare Risalat, Nare Haydari, 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 Labbaik ya Zainab, Labbaik ya Zainab, Labbaik ya Zainab. My dear brothers and sisters, before I finish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we know whom and whom we are gathered for. We are not gathered for any ordinary human beings. We are gathered for the best human beings who were to walk on this earth. The ones who were the ambassadors and the representatives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the ambassadors of peace. They were the ones who spent their entire life, the ones who fought against tyrants. But did they fight with zulm? No. They were the ones who held the flags of peace. We represent them, my dear brothers and sisters. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that verily those people who give discomfort to the Messenger of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who cause discomfort to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says that verily on those people is the curse of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a severe punishment for them. So instead of wasting our time mentioning the names of these people on our tongues, we will stand here and we will raise the slogans of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will raise the slogans of Ali al-Murtada. My dear brothers and sisters, who was Sayyida Zainab salamullahi ta'ala alayha? Before I finish, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding his daughter, qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Bukhari narrates the hadith, al-Fatimatu bada'atun minni, that Fatima is a part of my flesh. And she was the daughter of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha. She is the heart of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these people, because I don't even consider these people human beings, those individuals, those tyrants, those oppressors who are disrespecting and who are causing harm to the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's granddaughter, these people are attacking the heart of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people are hurting the nafs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are hurting the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I swear by Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, we can protest every day of our lives, but the punishment that Allah has prepared for them, the curse of Allah that is upon them, that is bigger than any curse that we can do. That is bigger than any punishment that we can give. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes our standing here a means of salvation for us on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He raises us on Yawmul Qiyamah with Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha, with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa karam Allah, and with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah to bless the organizers, to bless all of you who came out in this weather. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the suhbah and the qurb of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbal alameen. Sallu ala rasulillahi wa ala alih. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala.
Labbaik ya Zainab!
Labbaik ya Zainab!
Labbaik ya Zainab!
Labbaik!